Blog Talk Radio.
Man, there's so much going on in the world nowadays, man. Sometimes you just gotta vent, you know what I mean? Rapsodot.com, I got you, Pac Q.
Yeah. What do you think that your shy gon' do? You think that he coming to jump through the hoops? You think that he coming with flowers and roses and rainbows? Homeboy, you are really confused. I'm not gon' lie, I'm just gon' tell you the truth. He gave me this gift, so I'm up in his booth. And I'm venting, I'm sending the message. I pray that you hear, cause these chains are as tight as a noose. These rappers using their platform to talk nonsense to these kids. You wonder why they y'all in prison doing biz. You wonder why these young kids having kids. You wonder why they dealing drugs, getting killed. You perpetuating these ills. You rap about money like it's a big deal. You selling your soul just to get you a deal. It's funny cause the money that you worshiping ain't nothing gonna be long gone. When you're dead in the grave and your soul gone. Then you waking up in fires and brimstone. You gassing for air but you can't breathe. You wanna get out but you can't leave. It's the type of heat that you ain't seen. Only one thing that you gonna need. Ventilation.
What we gotta prove already rich. You can ride a Benz, we got spaceships. Big man, make the main more imminent. Navigating sky five for the non-conformant. Put on a performance, lights, camera, action. Look at the hysteria. Dress up the set, now we up in Syria. Thinking we crazy, excited, delirious. I'ma sit and just watch the calamity. Sit and gobs of Satan, yeah, they gotta be godly. Wicked, wicked world, so ungodly. Waiting on apocalypse, calculating eclipse. They're finding the signs of the time by the signs in the sky. They skip Jeremiah, thinking you messing with a pooty cat. Yeah. But he alive.
Talk about CERN. Gon' crank it up a little bit.
Crank it up a little bit.
Crank it up a little bit.
Crank it up.
Just crank it up a little bit.
Prophecy fulfilling. Heathens revealing. What revelations been foretelling.
I'ma vent just a little bit.
Vent just a little bit.
Vent just a little bit.
Vent just a little bit. Ventilation.
Vent just a little bit.
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 Shalom, shalom, shalom. All right. I think that's us kicking in, getting started on another Sabbath day.
I'm
your co-host and host with Mashaba and me and Abanabad and Libby and Mashaba. We are getting ready to do another good Friday, Mashaba. Thank you for the talk earlier. Kind of brought me back, as I was telling you about certain things I've been studying, but bringing back to that perspective of, you know, what we should be going over, the things that we should be going and teaching. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm loving what is being accomplished these days, man. Especially on Blog Talk, different topics, you know, different things the brothers are going into, and the time that you guys put in studying. I don't know if any person that is tuning in really would stop and understand. It takes a lot of work to prepare, especially in class. You know what I'm saying? Preparing to try to bring some understanding so that when it's shown to somebody, it's clear enough that they can understand. You know what I'm saying?
Kind.
That's not one of those easy things that like, oh yeah, it just we just get up here and talk. You know what I'm saying? When you have to try to keep your mind focused on, you know, the class, not the class, but the people, the students that are, the people that are going to be listening to the class, and you know, the direction it's going to go in, and the message that you're trying to bring across, that does take work, you know what I'm saying? So I do applaud, and I do applaud what you guys do, you yourself, Tom Zapata, and all the brothers out there. We watch every brother's different format that they or platform, better word, that they teach in. You know what I'm saying? If it is on a radio show, or if it is on a street speaking, or if it is on a podium, or just one-on-one in the class or with somebody, that takes a lot of mental energy to be able to now make sure that that class came across so that a person was able to now leave with understanding, you know? What I am going to go over is I want to go over basic class. The topic of the class was your calling. You know, your not just the duty, but your calling. This is what you, what is expected of us individually. What's expected of us as a nation. You know what I'm saying? And then being able to know that, okay, not everybody. And we can show the scriptures that the scripture shows that we have. There are many. There are different callings, different gifts. One spirit, but different gifts, right? But I have to understand that even in my gift, I got to not stay faithful. You have to understand that I still got to be faithful to that duty or that gift that was given to me. And as I grow, and other things are added to me, I'm learning how to now take the multiple things that are there and learn to be faithful to the Most High. I realize this class is going to show understanding the thing that we are supposed to be faithful to. If it's the sainthood, if it's the ministry, you know, just to help, whatever it is, I got to stay faithful in that. And the reason I was going here too, Michelle, was the fact that as our direction, not direction, but as life changes a little bit or circumstance takes you in a different direction, right? Or in a direction that you may not have chose to go, where you want to get angry because I'm here when I was here. You know what I'm saying? For example, I was in a relationship, and when I was with this person, I was able to, I knew my routine, I knew my place, I knew what I was supposed to do. And I got comfortable operating in that type of environment. But all of a sudden, my environment changes. A lot of times when people's environment does change, what I did before, it's easy to stray from the things that I did for the Most High before, because what I'll do is not blame it, but I will look at my environment now and say, well, because my environment's different, I got to do different things. And that's not necessarily true. I can still keep my focus on dealing with the Father, regardless of the environment that changes. Because there are a lot of examples in the Bible where men's examples in the Bible where their environment changed, but they continued to do what they were supposed to do for the Father. You know what I'm saying? If it was the apostles and Christ he died and went on to the Most High, that the environment changed, but they continued doing what they were doing before. You know what I'm saying? If it was, I'm trying to think, man. All the thoughts are popping in my head. You know, it's about Joseph or Daniel, his situation. Every time they put different circumstances on him, he found a way to adjust and still keep doing what he was doing for the Most High. So all these things are in there to show us that no matter what the condition is, you still have to stay focused on what you're supposed to be doing for the Most High. Okay? So I'm going to start it. First or Second Chronicles.
Second Chronicles, okay.
Second Chronicles. I don't know if we had Gabar, man. Did Gabar, he didn't call in.
I just called him. He said he had a rush that did hit him up at the last minute. And okay. Give about 10, 15 minutes for him to get settled where he's at, and he's going to call in. So I got you. I'll wait for you.
Okay. Water, Masama. We're going to go to Second Chronicles then. I'm going to get my e-sword out, man. That's how to fall in love with this e-sword.
It's time, brother.
Okay, here we go. Second Chronicles, chapter 29. And we're going to start at verse 11.
Okay. Second Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 11. Second Chronicles, chapter 29, and verse 11. And it reads, "My sons, be not now negligent, for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that ye should minister unto him and burn incense."
So this is what Aaron, I'm thinking this was either Aaron or this was one of the Levites. I know this is, the story was about Levites.
Yeah. Would it be in Chronicles? Yeah, it's probably David or Solomon set this up, kind.
Yeah. But I like
Hezekiah, right, Hezekiah.
Kind. Well, what got me was, that's the thing that stood out. He said, "My son," he said, be not now negligent. And we looked at everything that had been going on. So there, at this time, like you said, it was Hezekiah. But at this time, there hadn't really been that type of priesthood, you know what I'm saying? So there could be a lot of things that was going on. It was a lot of changes, better word, that were going on at this time than during his father, than Aaron's time or other priests before them, or if it was David in power or Solomon in power. There was a lot going on that was different. And what got me is, it's easy at any time to get negligent, to start to neglect, to start to forget, to start to change. It says, "For the Lord have chosen you to stand before him." What I do every day is still, I'm still chosen to honor the Father. I'm still chosen to be, I'm going to stand and be the representative of the Most High. And my righteousness every day and the way I live and the path that I choose to walk down, I realize that this is what we are chosen to do. We're chosen to stand before the Most High, to serve the Most High. It says, and to show ministry unto him and burnt offering. I'm supposed to push his word. I'm supposed to be an example of this Bible every single day. You know, from the high holy days that I honor to the conversations that I have, all of it is supposed to be a representation of me standing for the Most High. When you see me, when you see us, you're supposed to see Christ. Like when you see Christ, we see a representation of the Most High.
Okay.
So we're supposed to be a representation of righteousness. That's what we've been chosen to be. Read on.
Second Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 12. Then the Levites arose, Mahath, the son of Anasai, and Joel, the son of Azariah, and of the sons of the Kohathites, of the sons of Merari, Kish, the son of Abdi, and Azariah, the son of Jehalalel, and of the Gershonites, Joah, the son of Zemah, and Eden, the son of Joah. Verse 13. And the sons of Elizaphan, Shimri, and Jaiah, and the sons of Asaph, Zechariah, and Mattathiah.
Verse 15.
And they gathered their brethren and sanctified themselves and came, according to the commandment of the king, by the words of the Lord, to cleanse the house of the Lord.
So you look at, they for whatever time was going on, they pulled themselves back together, they cleansed themselves and got ready to now clean up the house of the Most High. If it no different than us saying, hey, you know what? We're going to now come and we're going to now honor the Father. We're going to clean up Israel. We're going to keep going out here and helping our people come out of this negativity in the world and keep making that the focus. How many opportunities did I run into another brother or sister and I got a chance to encourage them or help them change the life they live and the things they've been doing and now come and learn how to please the Father. Yeah, there are opportunities, Escobar, right there. There are opportunities. I'm merging in 1 second.
Go on.
Okay, there we go. There are opportunities always that present themselves. And we look at these men, he said, we're not going to not now neglect, be negligent. Are we going to stand before the Most High? Are we going to serve the Most High? And they went and made their focus to now clean up the kingdom or clean up the temple, like the scripture said. Read on.
Time. Verse 16. Second Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 16. And it says, and the priest went into the inner court, inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, and brought all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of the Lord into the court of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it to carry it out abroad into the brook Kidron. Verse 17. Now they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify. And on the eighth day of the month came they to the porch of the Lord. So they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days. And in the 16th day of the first month, they made an end.
So you look at, the focus was, we're going to clean up the temple. We're going to get Israel ready to serve the Lord. So just that our focus is not supposed to be different. Our focus is supposed to be about us sanctifying ourselves and then working on sanctifying, if it was the school, if it is the spiritual group of people, brothers and sisters that we deal with, to whatever it may be, that wasn't supposed, that these are things that we're not supposed to neglect. And this is what we're chosen to do. If I'm in this truth, I've got this word, that was the job from the jump, was to get out of here and help to get our people ready for the kingdom of the Most High. From there, Isaiah chapter 41. Right? Go to Isaiah chapter 41, because I really just want to keep emphasizing that job or that duty. You know what I'm saying? The things we're chosen to go do, who we are to the Father, no matter what situation is going on, I'm still not supposed to neglect the things I'm chosen to do, the person I am chosen to be, the duty of serving the Father that I'm chosen, and I'll serve him. Isaiah chapter 41. Okay. And we're going to start at verse, thank you, Moms. Where am I at? Start of verse 8. It was 8, 9.
Jabbar, you there? You want me to get it?
Jabbar, you there? Jabbar.
I got it. Isaiah chapter 21 and verse 8. Okay. I'm in the book of Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 8. It says, "But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend."
You know?
Verse 9. "Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away."
I like my life where it's trying to show that I don't care what the condition was. I know where I put you. I know the condition that I put you in. Because I have taken thee from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, Thou art my servant. You still serve me. You can't neglect the fact that no matter what condition you've been in, the most I know where I took you from. I know what I put you through. But it never stopped. It never. Your duty never changed. You are still called to serve me. We're called to be his servant. He said, and I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. I never let you out of your duty. I don't care what the circumstances you were under and what you've been going through. That never changed. The expectation of what we are supposed to do has never changed.
Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee." Yeah. "I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness."
I love what the point you're making too, but that's contingent on you doing what you were chosen to do. If we uphold our end and do the duty that we are, that we were called to do, that we were chosen to do, that we were not cast away. No one ever told you you was free from doing the duty that you were supposed to do. He said, you ain't got to be afraid. He said, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna strengthen you. I'm gonna hold you with the right hand of righteousness. But the only time I'm gonna be afraid is when I have neglected to do the duty that I was now called to do. Read on.
Verse 11. "Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish."
When we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, when we're operating the way we're supposed to be, nothing can come against us. The Most High said, I'm going to be there for everything. I'm going to make sure that everything is taken care of if you do your part. So the more you do, the more I get, the more I take care of. The less you do, then obviously you think something else is going to be your strength. You think that something else is going to be your deliverer. You think that something else is going to be your help. It'd be your job. It'd be your money. You know what I'm saying? It could be your the resources that you have put around you. He had faith in all of those things. And the Most High, like, because you don't make serving me the priority, the help that you need, this is the condition you get bad help. This is the condition. This is the one condition. The expectation was, I chose you to serve me, to be my servant. When you are my servant, these are all the perks that come from being my servant. But when you choose Oh, it's bad. I'm tripping on it because I'm like, man, if we choose not to be that servant, if I choose not to be that servant, I'm going to keep struggling and keep suffering because I have made that choice that now I'm going to invest my mind and my time and I'm going to serve everything else other than him. You know what I'm looking at too, Michelle?
What's that?
I'm looking at this and I'm like, the question will always that pops up. You know, it's crazy. You look at people and they, a lot of us, Michelle, really do believe that we are serving the Father. You know, I became the credit repair guy. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I'm the credit. No, this is hypothetical. I am the credit repair guy, and because I repair Israel's credit, and I got cars. I'm showing them how to get money so we can live better. I would convince myself that because I do this, this makes me a servant of the Father. Because I am serving Israel's needs. But you know, I love that. Right? He said, thou art my servant. That means you have to, if this is the job, then you have to go into the book and find out what is it that your master is requiring of you. Not something you picked up in the world and all of a sudden now, because I do this from the world, That makes I made this my duty and what I do for the Most High. But like, no, if you my servant, then you're going to do you're going to now do the things that I need you to do. I am going to dictate what the standard or what is the expectation that's going to be required of you as my servant.
Okay.
Go to chapter 41, 42 now.
I got it, Ms. Baba.
All right, no problem.
Okay, so you said chapter 42.
Wait, let me do something real quick. Hold on. Wow. Before I read 41 and verse, start verse 1. You can read verse 1. Verse 7.
Start at verse 1 and go through.
Verse 7.
3-7.
Yep. 1-7.
Isaiah chapter 42, starting at verse 41.
41 and verse 1.
You said 42.
41 and verse
1? Yeah, 41. I know I said 42, but I want you to read this real quick. I just caught something in there. Isaiah chapter, because you know what it's starting up. Help to answer what as a servant, what is the expectation as a servant? Read 41 and verse 1. Start there and fast.
Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 1 reads, keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near. Let them speak. Then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him ruler over kings? He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow, or bow.
I'm going to take it. I'm not mistaken, myself, but it said he raised up the righteous man from the east. We, as I'm reading it, well, we know that in Matthew, they're talking about the Son of Man coming from the east, set in the west. Mm-hmm. Are we in the same lines?
You talking about Yahweh? Yeah, come on.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to make it too deep, too mystical, but I wanted to show that this is the question was, who raised up the righteous man from the east? The Most High did. He says, and called him to his foot, gave the nations before him. This is all the Most High is doing. As a servant of the Father, this is what Christ is what was going to be set to do, because the Most High, this is what the Most High wanted. He said he pursued them and passed safely. Greg Gabor?
Even by the way that he had not gone with his feet.
See?
Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning. I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he.
Please.
The isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage.
Please.
So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer. Him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering, and he fastened it with nails that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend.
If I read this correct, you look at everybody when Christ does come back, everybody trying to come together, using the resources and things that they have, trying to come together to encourage each other to be steadfast. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna make sure that our things are taken care of. Everybody's gonna look to come that way, but you look at the Most High, like, this who y'all were to me. I'm doing all this for you. If it was us taking rulership of this world, if that's what Christ is coming to do, y'all gonna be with him. You didn't have to worry about the things that we have on this earth. Try to hold this down. Try to make sure that we got this. Try to make sure that we don't lose our land, or we don't lose our career. It ain't gonna matter. Our duty and job was to be the servant of the Father. So as we go into all the things that can happen, we didn't have to worry, because this is how the Father felt about us. This is who we were to him. As long as we continue to be his servant, I'm going to make sure that everything is taken care of, because you're doing the thing that you were called to do. To be my servant, to get up every day and honor me. That's when I made sure everything was going to be taken care of. Not like everybody else said, this, I am going to be trying to fasten down my home, make sure that my credit is good. You know what I'm saying? We might be going to war with China. Well, I mean, you know what I'm going to do? Since we might go to war with China and they look stronger than us, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and buy me a house in China. So when this power switches over, I'll be ready for it. Or I'm going to go ahead and invest in the yen. So when this power switches over, I'm ready for whoever. I'm prepared to be successful in either situation. But we won't do that same thing for the Most High. We're not preparing for Christ to come back and rule. Because if I was preparing for that, that I would focus on more righteousness so that I invested in the kingdom that was to come. Make sense?
Store your treasures in heaven, not on earth. Time.
Time. Now read Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42.
And start at verse 1?
Verse 6.
Verse
Isaiah
six.
42, start at verse 6.
Come. Isaiah chapter 42 and 6 reads, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and will give thee for a covenant of the people for a light of the Gentiles.
Read.
To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord.
Stop, brother. I'm sorry. You started verse 1 because the chapter goes together.
Okay.
It starts in verse 1. It gives a better, it gives a real clear understanding of who he's talking to. Read that.
Con. Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 1 reads, Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighted.
He said, I'm talking to. He said, I'm talking to my servant, whom I uphold. I'm talking to mine elect, my chosen, in whom my spirit delighted. Read.
I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles.
Read.
He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth.
Read.
He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law.
I like it. Now, as I'm reading it, if I had to try to put myself in that equation, it says he shall not cry, nor lift up. It's like all the, you got a lot of people out there marching and protesting and every damn thing else. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, Black Lives Matter to everything else. Well, my focus is supposed to be as being that servant of the Father. I'm supposed to be bringing forth judgment unto the truth, meaning not just with our people in the Bible, but I'm the example of, I'm fighting every day to be the example of righteousness. Can I still be right? So when you see me eat, you still see me eat righteously. Holidays are coming up. Holy days are coming up, and you still see me honor the high holy day righteously. In the law of how I treat my brother and my brother and sister, you still see that in the law because I'm trying to be an example of righteousness. Because I am that servant of the Father. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. I'm not marching. It's not about what I feel. I got to let everybody know how I feel. This is about me focusing on being that servant to the Father that I was elected to be, that I was put on this earth to be. A bruised reed, he shall not break. And the smoke flax, he shall not quench. Everything, whatever's going on out there, you're going to let it, it's going to do what it's going to do. Everything that's going to happen to this world, it's going to happen. We're not supposed to get involved. But he shall bring forth judgment unto truth. We're going to keep prophesying. The Most High said this is going to happen. He shall not fail nor be discouraged. We don't get weak. We don't quit. We don't become this. We don't get discouraged. So we have set judgment in the earth. And the isles shall wait on his law. Go ahead.
Todd, thus saith the Most High, the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein.
Go ahead.
I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles.
Read.
To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house.
Most I said, this is what was expected. I'm gonna hold your hand. I'm going to give thee as a covenant of the people. As they out here, there's everything in this world that our people are now being influenced to do. And as shit gets worse out here, and more of our people are turning to every negative thing out there, somebody has to be used for an example of righteousness. And that's what we're chosen to be. That example of righteousness for everyone out there in the world. Everyone around you in your environment, your neighborhood, your community. They're supposed to be able to see us as that example of righteousness. People that are still trying to keep the, that are keeping the covenant, that are still keeping the commandments of the Father. Don't be a light. He said, for a light to the Gentiles. Are the people in a Gentile state of mind? And also to the nations. Are they out there suffering and struggling? The Most High, like, we did it your way, Father, and you took care of us the whole time. You've held our hand the whole time because we chose to be your servant and not give ourselves to this world. What verse are you at, Gabar?
I am at 42 and 8. Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 8 reads, I am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images.
It's bad. Go ahead.
Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Yea, that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness.
I'm going to stop you right there, because you look at, it's like I'm going to say it's a new day. We don't understand. We do understand, and we do see it. Everybody out there see. It's a new day. They see things crumbling. They just don't know what to expect. They see it getting worse. They see it getting harder. They're hoping and praying that, you know, the government see it and home prices go down. Food prices go down. Crime goes down. Overall, This country just gets better. There are a lot of people that are starting to see it don't make a difference. This place is coming to an end. There is going to be a new day. New things do I declare. This is the most, it says, behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. That's what we're looking at. Our focus is to prepare for what's to come. So I'm trying to make sure all my student loans from 1990-something is paid. Because, you know, I'm trying to get my credit score up to a 650. I'm going to buy this house.
You know, as you say these things, I'm just reminded from when we first came in, we talk about a basic class was the mark of the beast. That what is the mark of the beast? That was a real basic class, real basic understanding. Yeah. That I'm chasing credit. I'm trying to get a house. I got to get this. I got to get that. And if I'm not able to keep this up, then the Most High ain't with me. God ain't with me. That was all part of the mark of the beast. But that teaching, those type of things, like what you're going right now, ain't nobody trying to go into that. Now it's about prosperity.
Yeah.
Now it's about prosperity and survival. And it's not about are we going to keep the faith in these scriptures? Are we going to keep the faith in what the word is saying? Or are we chasing that American dream? Are we the American Hebrew Israelites? American Israelites. Like you have African Americans, you got Afro-Caribbeans, but I guess you got Afro-Israelites also that we should try to meet the standard of what the world is saying. And now we think that's wisdom. And now we think that because we do these things, that's the Most High being with us. We're not seeing it. We're not getting it. I'm with you. I love this class.
I'm tripping on it. The more I'm reading, I'm like, I read Isaiah 48 and verse 1 to go with. So what the flow and the point that we're getting into is the fact that we really have built our trust in idols on. We really have looked and idolized if it was money, if it's some type of false stability. Bro, we idolized that little bitty lock or something that closed your door. Everything that you have is behind a little lock.
Yeah, John.
Little metal piece of thing. You put your key in there, click, you lock it up like, man, okay, my house is safe. When you go to sleep at night, you lock this little lock. And you believe, man, I'm secure. Did you lock all the doors? Yeah, I locked the door. Did you lock the windows? You know that window's glass, right?
It takes it a rock.
Right. And the house is unsecure. The house is unsecure. All somebody got to do is hit they're big enough to hit that door with their shoulder. That little wooden casing is going to pop.
That 1x4, con.
It's going to pop, man. But we know this is not just the lock. It's that phone call, that 911 call I get to make. Everything today is we believe that the things that out here in the world, the things I live by, are going to save me.
I
moved my family to the best neighborhood, man, so I don't have to worry about anything happening to us.
And I got the ADT security alarm system on my house.
Yeah,
and the doorbell, I got the video camera doorbell. I can have the camera. It comes straight to my phone. So wherever I'm at, I can see who's knocking on my door, and this is going to save me. If you got celebrities, you got people, if LL Cool J living in where he lives at, can have people break in his house, a gated community with all types of top-notch security, if they can break in his house, or Beyonce's house, or any of these celebrities' houses, and because they're stalking, because they're being stalked, and they got money.
They got a guard. A guard gate where you have to get signed in and everything else, take your ID, and they're still getting robbed and stalked and every damn thing else.
Okay.
How do you think you safe? I'm going to move to a good neighborhood, Michelle. We are by Stone Oak. We in a good neighborhood, man. We say, I fought and work hard every day to put my to give my kids the finer opportunities. The most I like, you're a fool, man. You're a fool. Read one, Isaiah 48:1. Boy, read that real quick.
Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 1.
Go ahead.
Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel,
mm-hmm.
and are come forth out of the waters of Judah,
read.
Which swear by the name of the Most High and make mention of the power of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness.
He said, these are the ones, it's like, you know that you're an Israelite. He said, you know who you are, you know what, and you're my servant. You come out, you come forth out of the waters of Judah. He says, we swear by the name of the Most High and make mention of the power of Israel, but not in truth. That is not really what I talk a certain way. I may dress that way, but I'm not really about this work. I'm not. I'm not really about this work. I'm not really about wanting to be that example of righteousness. That's not always popular, man. That's not always popular. Is this what, read verse 2?
Con. For they call themselves of the holy city and stay themselves upon the power of Israel. The Most High power of hosts is his name.
Read on.
I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth. And I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is an iron sinew, and thy brow brass.
I knew your pride. I knew you wasn't going to change.
This isn't my fault.
Can we talk about after my class? Oh, it might be ATs. I was going to say, you look at it, the most I like, I had to make it sudden. He said, I knew it was going to be like this from the beginning. He said, because I knew that thou art, what did he say? What's the word, Gabor?
That thou art obstinate.
He said, and thy neck is an iron sinew. Don't bend.
Sorry.
I knew you were going to be hard-headed. I knew that y'all was going to only see what you see. You was going to be right and everybody wrong. The money was going to take you. Your status was going to take you. Where you live, that was going to take you. All of a sudden now, because of the world we live in, this is what's important. Read.
Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 5 reads, I have even from the beginning declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it thee. Lest thou shouldest say, mine idol have done them, and my graven image and my molten image have commanded them.
Yeah, because you was going to give the most of life. I had to be the one to say it, and then I made it happen. Because all we would do is give credit to everything and every We didn't give credit to the government. We don't give credit to the images that we worship. Buddha did this. Jesus Christ, see Christ, the white Jesus up there, see, he did this. We don't be ready, people in this, us on this earth, we ready to give honor to everybody but the Most High. We're ready to put our faith in everything but the Father. So all that we go through and everything that's starting, as it gets worse out here, the Most High has been approved, he's been approved to the world who's been in control the whole time. It would pay for us to be his servant. It would benefit us to be his servant. Stop trying to give the credit to the government or to my credit or to my education or to whoever I'm choosing to worship in this time of my life. Verse 6.
Con, Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 6 reads, "Thou hast heard, see all this, and will not ye declare it? I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. They are created now."
From us being Israelites, from us, Deuteronomy chapter 28, Leviticus 26, that it's been hidden. But now he's bringing it out. Christ is black. We really are the Israelites. And we came to captivity because we sinned. We came to captivity because we stopped loving our neighbors. We came to captivity because we got greedy. I showed you all this, but we refused to see it. I'm an Israelite, so that's all I need. And now I'm supposed to have houses, cars, acreage. I'm supposed to be living a good life because now I'm not like y'all niggas calling yourself niggas. I call myself an Israelite.
I'm using wisdom.
Because I call myself an Israelite.
Come on. Keep reading.
Con. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 7 reads, "They are created now, and not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heardest them not, lest thou shouldest say, behold, I knew them."
Yeah, man, I knew this would happen. I already knew this. I'm like, I said it, I said it, and then now we're going through it. So you couldn't just say, "I know that." Nostradamus said this.
My Zodiac sign said this.
Oh, man. That's why I put it in the Bible. I tell y'all, y'all was going to be scattered, and y'all was scattered. I tell y'all was going to be a byword for private, and you became a byword. I would say you would go serve your enemy, and you served your enemy, which the Lord shall bring against you. Everything that I've said, it came to pass. So you couldn't give the credit to anyone else. When my son come, remember, I said it. I told you I was going to send him. Read on. Where you at?
Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 8 reads, "Yeah, thou heardest not. Yeah, thou knewest not. Yeah, from that time that thine ear was not opened, for I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously." Was called a transgressor from the womb.
He already knew what you was going to do. He said, because you ain't been listening. It's more about you've been looking to figure out how to get over than to get them ready to serve me. Verse 9.
Con, for my name's sake will I defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction.
Most High, like I already knew what y'all would do. I knew that you would still deal treacherously, because I know why you were created from the womb. He said, but I'm going to refine you, but not with silver. I mean, I'm going to refine you, and it ain't going to be I gave you the big houses. I gave you the cars. I gave you the all of the finer things. He said, my refining wasn't going to be with trying to raise you up and make things comfortable, give you the riches of this world. He said, I'm going to choose the ones in the furnace of affliction is where I'm choosing the ones that are really, truly loyal to me. He said, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of adversity or affliction. Read on.
Fine. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 11 reads, for mine own sake. Even
for my what?
My own sake will I do
it. He said, for my own sake, even for my own sake will I do it. So I know who's truly loyal. Go ahead.
For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another.
Read on.
Hearken unto me, O Jacob, and Israel, my call. I am he. I am the first. I also am the last.
The Most High talked, but that's what the Most High looked at us. He said, the ones that have been going through it, he said, we are going to be refined. Because he already knows the polluted world that we come from. We know that he knows that we are a nation of opportunists. However we can get over, we're going to get over. However we can get the glory and have the glory to us, we're going to take the glory. The Most says, my refining is not with gold or not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of adversity. It is an affliction, I'm sorry. But it is the affliction that I go through. The Most High is trying to find, is this person truly for me? Or when you're going through something, you keep trying to now find another way to get through what you're going through. Righteousness can't be the answer. Prayer can't be the answer. Doing more to honor the Father can't be the answer. I got to get a better job. That's the answer. I got to now clean my credit up so I can use my credit to get this loan. That's the answer. I got to go back to school and finish my degree, because that's the answer. What else you got?
Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 13.
Read it.
It reads, my hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together. All ye assemble yourselves and hear, which among them hath declared these things? The Most High hath loved him. He will do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be on the Chaldean. I have spoken. Let me read that again. I have spoken. Yeah, I have called him. I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous.
Go ahead, keep reading, bro. Finish it up.
Come ye near unto me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. And now the Most High power and his spirit have sent me.
So I want to go in here because you look at it, this has never been a secret, but there's a reason why they don't want to tell the black man, the Latino man, you know what I'm saying, the Native American man. They don't want to tell them, they don't want to tell our people who they are. There's a reason why I keep making sure that I'm going to call you everything but who you were from the beginning. Because it's never been a secret. I'm going to create this damn melting pot that God love everybody. So that you don't, so you don't read, you don't learn, because we going to keep this a secret. But it was never a secret from the beginning. We're sitting here with the Bible because the Bible lets us know about that relationship between us and the Father from the beginning. Deuteronomy, when you read Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, you know what I'm saying? He said, you are my peculiar people, right? My special people.
Special people, yeah.
From the beginning, it wasn't a secret. But I want now to show these people of color so they can pass it on to their children and their children's children who they are and help make known that relationship between us and the Father. That's crazy. Right? Read verse 17 and we're going to move on.
On Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 17 reads, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go.
I love it. Look at that. The Most High, like, I am the Lord. He said, I'm the Redeemer. I'm the Savior of the Holy One of Israel. I'm the Savior, the Holy One of Israel, not the world. This is not a secret. This is the way it's been from the beginning. I am the power. And the crazy thing is that I read that, he said, this is not a secret from the beginning. But we done took, they done made movies like the Ten Commandments, like, and took those all in Bible movies they made, where you would think if it wasn't a secret, you know it happened, but you're going to change the characters, right? I'm going to change the color of the people in these movies, in these shows, to hide the identity so that that continues to be the secret. Because a lot of people still don't know. And those people that walked through the Red Sea, they were so-called Negroes, West Indians, Haitians, Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, and Cubans, North American Indians, Seminole Indians, Argentinians. Even the names that I'm quoting, they have hid behind our nationality something that was not a secret from the beginning. The Father says, I'm going to redeem you. It says, I am the Lord thy power, which teaches thee to profit and leadeth thee to the way that thou shouldest go. That means where we at now is not a profit to the Father. I mean, this is not profit. This is captivity. I'm going to lead you the way you're supposed to go. And the Spirit led me over here to Jamaica, man. Some said to come down here and live amongst the Jamaicans. The Spirit led me to Des Moines. the Spirit led me back to Jerusalem. The Spirit led us back into Africa. Read verse 18.
Con. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 18 reads, "O that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea."
Damn, you're going to look at it, man. Go ahead, keep reading.
"Thy seed also had been as the sand, and the offspring of thy bowels like the gravel thereof. His name should not have been cut off, nor destroyed from before me."
The Most High is trying to show you, damn. Oh, if you just listen to the commandments, when I put you in your land, if you just listen to the commandments, when I saved you out of Egypt, if you just listen to the commandments, it says, "Then have thy peace be as," then your peace would be as a river, and your righteousness as the wave of the sea. Because our children would have multiplied. They should have been of the sand, and our offspring as thy bowels, like the gravel thereof.
Like the gravel thereof, yes.
Mm.
It's like, you know, like the grain, the salt, or like the grains, how small they are. It's like, you know, the sands of the sea. That's how
you can't even count them.
You can't even count them.
He said, "Damn it! Just if you'd have listened, this one was going to come to you." From there, go to Jeremiah chapter 1. Just trying to write another point. I'm almost done. I'm going to come out to blog text something. Or it could be Brian Azan. Whichever he to. Go to Jeremiah chapter 1.
Yeah, that's what you call it. You tell us what verse.
Yeah. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5.
Con. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5 reads, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee." Go ahead. I'm sorry, bro.
Hold on. Let me get there real quick. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Read it again.
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 reads, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations."
So, but Jeremiah 1:4, it says, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying," then he said, "Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you." I put it in there because it wasn't a secret from the beginning. You know, the Most High always had it set up. But you can start, as you're going through this, you can start realizing we're in the condition that we're in because we keep straying away from what we are commanded to do. We are a servant to the Most High. He has a way that he expects us to live. And if we keep moving away from that, we keep we keep not wanting to follow the way we were created to now operate and follow. The Father, like, man, we could have had peace. It don't have to be this way. But in some of this, we're looking at, we are trying to take the glory when it belongs to the Father. This is everything that goes on that we're reading about is an honor of his name. It's an honor of his name. Go ahead.
Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 6 reads, then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child.
Keep
but
reading.
The Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak.
Read on verse 10.
Be not afraid of those faith of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nation and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
So the most up, read verse 11.
Moreover, the word of the Most High came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree.
So I only with that one, because let me show you, the Most High, this was spoken to Jeremiah. He said, man, the Most High knew what he was doing from the beginning. Same in a secret. I know who I called. I know who I gave this truth to. I know the spirit that I put in your mother's womb. I already knew what I was going to expect from that spirit. I already knew what I was going to expect. Not everybody was Jeremiah. Not everybody had the same expectation. But I like going here because it shows that the Most High knew what he was doing from the beginning. But I brought you in this truth. I knew what the expectations were going to be for you. When I ordained you a prophet, I knew what the expectation would be. We have to understand there is an expectation that is put on us to get out here and do this work. We don't get to keep using the excuse, oh, you know, we in captivity. Oh, my woman left. Oh, I don't have no money. I don't have what this other person has. I've been going through something. I need my spirit to heal. The Most High, like, man, trying to hear all that. I know the spirit I put in. I know what I'm expecting from that spirit. I'm expecting this man or woman to perform like I created you from the beginning. You finished that when I was 10, right?
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah chapter 3 now, right? Jeremiah chapter 3.
Con. Jeremiah chapter 3 and...
In verse... I want you to start at verse... 11.
Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 11 reads, and the Lord said unto me,
I'm sorry, hold on, say that. Hold on. Start at verse 7. Oh, start at verse 6 or something.
Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 6.
You're going to read all the way down to verse 15.
Fine. The Lord said also unto me, in the days of Josiah the king, has thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? He has gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree, and there have played the harlot.
He went from sea to shining sea. He went to every, from Europe to America to South America, he went to every place on this earth and still played the harlot. We then joined everybody's culture. But what we're supposed to be doing for the Most High as a nation. Read on.
Con. And I said, after she had done all these things, turn thou unto me. But she returned not. And her treacherous sister, Judah, saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. And it came to pass through the lightness of her whoredom that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and with stocks. And yet, for all this, her treacherous sister, Judah, had not turned unto me with her whole heart, but feignedly, saith the Lord. And the Lord said unto me, the backsliding Israel have justified herself more than treacherous Judah.
You know what I like about it? It said they committed adultery with rocks and with stocks. Making
sex toys.
What did you say, bro?
Somebody said sex toys?
Yeah.
He said they have defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and with stocks. That's crazy as hell, like. He said the whole nation, not the whole nation, but some
all of us.
Getting off on stones and stocks.
Yeah. And it's sisters.
God. He said Israel was more wicked than her sister Judah. He said all of them, man, on stones and stocks. Worshiping that porcelain. He said worshiping this God, building this idol.
He said we played the harlot under every green tree. Now, we've been in Albuquerque, where we had to make deliveries up in Colorado. So we have seen hell, even San Diego Mountains, but not like when you go up to Colorado, where to actually see the mountain, like where the Coors beer can gets the image of the snow capped mountains. We have seen some mountains covered with trees. And the Most High said, you played the harlot under every green tree.
Wow.
So every idea, I look at that. So every idea that people come up with today, it's already been done. Every idea we come up with, like, we need to get the generational wealth going. We need to go buy some land. We need to go get our credit together. We need to go ahead and we need to make sure that the dollar goes into seven or eight black businesses before it goes outside our community. All those, all that has been done. All that has been done. You know, you was reading Isaiah chapter 48, which I like, but it had me reflecting on the Most High gave Adam paradise. He gave Adam paradise. But Adam, in following this woman, there was still some better wisdom. Somehow, there was still a greater wisdom to be found. We were in paradise. We didn't have to work for it. We didn't have to do anything for it. He just gave it to us. Actual paradise. But we in our smart selves, there's got to be something wiser. There's got to be something more mystical. There's got to be something more intangible, abstract. There's got to be more to it. Come on, from that time all the way to today, what have we not tried? To go from paradise, so that's what the Most High called the garden, paradise. So now, even if you get a little 4 or 5 acre piece of property here in America now, or in Ghana, or in Venezuela,
right.
What is that compared to when we were in paradise? But all of a sudden, now that's the plan. Just like when we're talking about Israel and Judah right here. So when Israel got kicked out the promised land during the Assyrian captivity and said, you know what? This is what we're going to do. We look to a land where ain't nobody ever lived before. We're going to go to a land that ain't nobody ever lived before, and there we'll keep the commandments of the Most High. We didn't even keep it in the promised land in the first place. In the promised land, the land of milk and honey, but we had everything. We didn't keep the commandments there, but you know what? This is what we're going to do. Okay, so God kicked us out of the land. Are we kicked out? And you know what? You know what? You know what? I know what we're going to do. I got it. We're going to go to another land that ain't nobody lived in.
Right.
And then we're going to keep the commandments of the Most High.
Yes, sir.
If we just move, that's what we got to do. If we just move, we're going to find paradise.
Sorry,
so we're going to move from inside of America. We're going to move from coast to coast, from ghetto to ghetto. You know what? Something ain't working. You know what? We need to move to South America. Oh, they got war down here. Oh, shit. You know what? Ghana. We need to move to Ghana. We need to move to Nigeria. You know what? I got it. We need to move back to Israel. That's what we got to do. I got the plan. I know what it is. I got it. Y'all just follow me. I'm telling you. This is what we got to do.
But we can go back to the homeland, the motherland, so we can now serve him the right way. Because we can't do it here. We can't do it here, man, because it's too wicked. It's too many negative influences. Most of like you already said, that's not new. So that's already been said.
So it's not like so Deuteronomy 28, verses 16 and 17. Even verse 16, it says, cursed up be in the city and cursed up be in the field.
Mm-hmm.
We've always got to understand that the field from Matthew chapter 13, verse 38 is talking about the world. So cursed up be in the city. So we already live in the ghettos and the slums and the barrios. We already live in, even if we are uppity and we live in a well-to-do black neighborhood, it's still policed by cops. You still get listed profile here in America, but you know what? Now we can move somewhere in the world and get away from here. So the field ain't the world?
Right. Brother, you know what's funny? How you put that, like how you put it, you said, man, Israel jumped on a boat. We got a bunch of boats. And we going to sail to another place, and we going to serve the Father. So when you crazy yourself, when you read verse 12, I'm going to read it. It says, this is Jeremiah 3 and 12. Go and proclaim these words towards the north. when our people came to North America, the Most High did was coming over here to do the same thing. So go proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord. And I will not cause my anger to fall upon you. Even when you put it out there, we don't go over here so we can now obey the Lord. Brother sent prophets to America to do what? To tell y'all to return. We here in America, in the land of the North, being told to return the backside of Israel, saith the Lord. It says, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep my anger forever. Read verse 13.
Fine. Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 13 reads, only acknowledge thine iniquity.
We won't do that. We're not going. I am going to keep moving. I'm going to keep jumping shore to shore, moving place to place. I'm going to do everything but acknowledge the negative. I'm supposed to be, I could have stayed in it. We could have stayed in Israel.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, when we built them temples, you know, Solomon built them temples, man. You know, we was wrong, Lord. We won't acknowledge that. We going to keep moving, but we won't acknowledge our iniquity. He said, only acknowledge that iniquity. Read.
Fine. Only acknowledge thine iniquity that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree.
Yeah, that's why that's by the horde. There's a tree again with them stones and stocks. We even taught the world how to do what they do under every green tree. He said, you have scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree.
I can just picture, if you got a woman, right? Picture a woman, and her top is scattered over here.
Right, yeah.
Her skirt is somewhere over there. A sock is somewhere over there. Her pantyhose or tights is somewhere over there. Her drawers is somewhere over there. Her bra is somewhere over there. You're scattered everywhere. So you can be messed with under every green tree.
John, that is all the negative that we see now in the world. Ooh, yes, ma'am. He said we have now scattered that everywhere. It ain't nothing new. It ain't nothing we wasn't doing back then, and now the world is doing it. Guess what we under? We under the world feeling the repercussions of what we spread from the beginning. You can almost understand why the Most High is so angry. I'm angry because everything that y'all spread was completely what I was against. You reading?
Todd. And has scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord.
You ain't listening to me. You ain't doing what I'm telling you to do. Your legs is open everywhere. You done left a piece of you everywhere, man. Let the bra over there like it's a shell of the spot over here.
The head of rat over
you
here.
You left your wig in Paris.
Right.
You done left your drawers in Brazil. He said, you've been everywhere, but you ain't been obedient to me. Read on.
Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 14 reads, "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Most High, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion."
Keep reading.
Keep reading. At that time.
Nope.
Oh.
It says, "And I will give you," you have 15.
Yeah, Con. "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." And it shall come to pass.
You know, we keep trying to run from our, to even to the point right now in the land of the North. Guess what? We don't want to be in class no more, Bishop. We don't want to be around our teachers no more. Like
mm-hmm.
you said earlier about those breakdowns, those basic breakdowns that were from the beginning. Nobody want to hear that no more. They want to hear prosperity. But I'm trying to leave my wig in Paris. I'm trying to leave my bra in Miami. I'm going to leave my sock in Cali. I don't want to hear. If you ain't talking about prosperity, I ain't trying to listen to you, man. If you ain't talking about, you know, how I'm going to come up, how the Most High going to bless me, I ain't trying to hear all that. I'm not trying to hear obedience. But the Most High said, "I am." Did you that? What I'm gonna do for that backsliding Israel that I'm married to? I'm gonna take you one of a city and two of a family, and I'm gonna bring you to Zion, and I'm gonna give you a pastor according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Read verse 16.
God, and it shall come to pass when ye be multiplied and increased in the land. In those days, saith the Lord, they shall say no more the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done any more.
As far as the animal sacrifices, that's what the ark of the covenant. The animal sacrifices,
exactly.
which were supposed to give us a conscience that something
right.
innocent had to die because of my choices. An innocent animal had to die and shed his blood because of my choices. It says, now, when we finally get back, when the Most High finally brings us back home, that's not going to be necessary because we're supposed to understand or have a conscience of what Christ went through to give us that conscience. So now
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to keep doing the same stuff. I'm going to keep acting the same way because innocent man now had to die because of my choices.
That's bad. Because there ain't going to be no more of that. He said, "You know, I'm gonna give you teachers." You know what's crazy? We've always read this. "I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which gonna feed you with knowledge and understanding." There's gonna be a lot of ass whooping going on, a lot of death going on, so people start to listen. I'm gonna punish you. I'm gonna deal with you. But I'm gonna give you someone who's gonna keep teaching you. This is what the Most High wants. This is the mind of the Father. This is the Father's message. This is the Father's knowledge and understanding. Where you at?
Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 17. Reads, "At that time, they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Most High."
They're going to call it what?
The throne of the Most High. "And all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the names of the Lord, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem, neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil minds or evil hearts."
Which we started trying to be under every green tree, committing adultery with stones and stocks. Read on, verse 18.
Moonwalking, backslide moonwalking, whichever.
You don't mean no more than that.
You know, because the kid is not my son.
Yeah, man.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like the lyrics to Billie Jean.
Wait. Is it Billie Jean or is it Dirty Diana?
It could be. I think he moonwalk on both of them.
Or is it a Little Red Corvette?
I'm reading this. I'm like, man, you know that scripture says, "Woe unto them that desire the day of the Lord."
Amos 5, yeah, kind.
We got to read that real quick, guys. So we think as the Most High coming back, and I've been living the American dream that I'm going to be untouched. The Father's like, oh, y'all finna get in order. I'm coming back, and I'm finna put this world in order. Read that real quick. Was it Amos what?
Amos chapter 5 and verse 18. I got it right here. Amos chapter 5 verse 18 says, Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light.
Is that it?
As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him.
Come on.
Or went to the house? Kind.
He said he went in the house, and what happened?
It says, and went into the house and leaned his hand upon the wall, and the serpent bit him.
Come on, man. He said, bro, but you think that you are going to be untouched. Because we got that Christian mentality. We wait for Christ to come, man. We gonna Christ don't come back. We gonna get on that white horse. We gonna ride to them pearly gates. We gonna go up in these chariots, man. And we just escaped America. Lord, I was praying to you. You know, I was praising your name. You know, I stayed in my fringes. Even on the Sabbath day, please, I didn't turn the light on. Man, I didn't even roll out of bed on the Sabbath day.
You know, one thing you always bringing up is how on the Sabbath day we're supposed to be helping people, and I've been looking into the immigrant crisis that's taking place. But they said over 7 million people were fleeing from Venezuela and Colombia, immigrants coming up to America, and from the southern border, they're shipping these immigrants all over the country to where New York City says, we cannot take any more. We got no money. We cannot take no more. From New York City, Denver, the immigrants are everywhere. And the reason I'm bringing this up is Christ said in Matthew 25 that the righteous, that when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was in prison, you visited me. And they just passed this thing where they want to bring up Biden on charges. There's over 85,000 immigrant children that have gone missing. 85,000 immigrant children are missing. So while a lot of us Israelites are in our sealed houses, making sure my house is straight, I'm good, and then we're complaining about some of the things we got to go through, whatever. But we ain't lift that one finger for our brothers and sisters that are out here. In triple-digit heat.
Yep.
Triple-digit heat. They said in Miami that they've had triple-digit heat for going on 40 days.
Mm.
for 40 days, and that's where you got a lot of immigrants down there also. But not just from Venezuela and Colombia. You still got our brothers and sisters coming up from Cuba.
Haiti.
Our brothers and sisters still coming up from Haiti. But we thought about, hey, nobody, while I'm keeping the Sabbath, I'm staying home, I ain't doing nothing, because it's my Sabbath, because I wear a fringe every now and then, I make sure my bills are paid. We always read the scripture in church even about when the man robbed God, but you've robbed me in tithes and in offerings. And we know that the tithes and offerings is supposed to go to the stranger, the fatherless, to and to widows. So we've got 7 million immigrants coming up from Venezuela and Colombia. Ain't nobody thought about, you know what, can we get them some water? Can we get them a little bit of food? Can these are our people, but you know what? They're not really our people because those are strangers. And yeah. I'm putting my class back together about, so all these people coming from Venezuela and Colombia, and we know they're Israelites, that would be the stranger. To us in America, they're strange. They're still our people.
That's it.
But they're strange, and I'm not going to help the stranger. I'm not going to do for the stranger, because I'm too busy doing for me. If I help the stranger, my people, must I say, if you help the stranger, the fatherless and the orphans, I will bless you.
Right.
I will bless you. But what I think about that is, I got my house. I'm getting a new car. I'm making sure my kids are getting ready for school and they got all the clothes and everything. I'm straight. I don't know what y'all going to do. And we totally have gotten away from the royal law, the royal commandment, which says we shall love the Most High with all our heart and all our soul and love our neighbor as we love ourselves. He said in those two laws, it contains all the law. But no, I'm an Israelite, and now I got my business in order. I got my friends in order. I've got my the Sabbath is good. I'm not, and I'm only helping those people if you're going to help. We was reading that this week. It says the priest, I got to find that scripture. It says the priest will only help you if you put food in their mouth. I'm only going to help you if you feed me. If you ain't feeding me, I ain't trying to help you.
That was crazy.
That's the mentality we had in the land of Israel while we were still there.
Right.
Let alone now, we definitely got that same spirit here. That's that. Ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing changed. Yeah. We are definitely the people of the book.
That's backsliding. You saw the backsliding, doing all of it. But you're right. This is where all the resources that we have now, why is it not a shelter? Why is it not a... I could go get a $500,000 house, but I won't rent an abandoned building. So, or not abandoned, but an older building that don't shine with me and do a shelter. We ain't going to do that, because that would be trying to take care of people. Ain't no profit. There's no profit in that. You know what I'm saying? No profit in no shelter. But anyway, doing that. But I can be worth a quarter of a billion, you know what I'm saying, and not live to help anyone. Or, you're right, I could have bypassed having to rent $3,000 a month. And say, you know what, okay, let's go get this over here. So it ain't business, but people can get help. There could be a place for them to come for a meal. That's the government's responsibility. That ain't our responsibility. Our responsibility is to serve the Lord. We don't have a clue to what that means.
We got a lot of schools. I'm not saying schools are wrong, but we got a lot of schools who have got square footage, and there's been thousands upon thousands of dollars invested in beautifying these schools or whatever. But how many of these schools are opening their doors? You got all this square footage, but where are you opening your doors? Sending out our people that are Israelites, our people that are coming up from Venezuela, Colombia, all through Central America. Where are the doors being opened? Like y'all need a place. Y'all come in here. We got nothing but room. We've got nothing but room. Y'all come up in here, man, and get out the seat, and we're gonna try and help best we can. That's what Christ said. Those are the righteous.
Done, bro.
That's what makes a person righteous.
Yeah, but they don't want holes. A place to take a shower. Same thing you would want. A place to take a shower. Man. A place to let me just endure this 100 degrees heat. But I've been out there working. I done had a damn stroke, I mean, twice, man. Heat stroke. Well, I couldn't even move 2 days after that. I had to sit up in the AC just to recover. There ain't no AC for them.
I'm just thinking about how many people, even if we say that we really got no food for y'all, but you know what? We have these places with all the square footage, and the AC is definitely working. Y'all come up in here.
Come on in here, man.
Y'all come in here, especially during the daytime. If y'all can't stay at night, but during the day, y'all can come over here. And cool off, get your thoughts together. There's some electricity. You got charge phones to do whatever. And it's just we don't have money. We can't do anything, but if we do this for y'all.
We ain't going to do that. You know what we're going to do? We ain't going to do that because you're going to have an ID to come up in there. We got to check your background, check your credit.
I don't know these people. I ain't about to listen to my family.
Right. But these are all the things that are going to be remembered. Christ said, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was a stranger, you didn't take me in. Naked, you didn't clothe me. If you didn't do it to one of these little ones, you ain't going to do it to me either.
That scripture I was quoting is Micah chapter 3, verse 5. And it says, thus says the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace. And he that putteth not into their mouth, they even prepare war against him.
Yeah.
If you ain't putting food in my mouth, you ain't putting money in my pockets, these prophets prepare war against that man. This is what we've been doing. This is the mentality, and this is the type of mentality and stuff we was doing in the land of Israel before we got kicked out. So now we're over here in America, you know, in this land where mankind never dwelt. And now we've gone through the harshness of slavery. Okay, now I'm an Israelite, but we still keep the same. We have not circumcised our heart. We still ain't cleaned our heart. If you ain't putting money in my pockets, if you ain't putting food in my mouth, I'm going to prepare war against you. And we think that because I call myself an Israelite, that all of a sudden now that's going to be enough. That most times we're like, you know what? Come. You're serving me. Come. You're doing right by me. Let me make sure your house is straight. Let me make sure that your bills are covered. Let me make sure, you know what? I'm going to show you I'm with you. We've been having, and now I'm trying to send the scripture. He said, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 15. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9. The thing that has been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything wherever it may be said, see, this is new? It has been already of old time, which was before us. We're not reinventing the wheel. Everybody thinks they got the brand new thought. I got something new.
Right.
I've got what nobody else tried. This is gonna be it.
Yeah.
It's how they call that snake oil.
Yeah.
I got from all the remedies from y'all remember Noni juice. That was Noni juice was supposed to be the miracle cure for every damn thing.
Yeah.
Then it was go ahead.
No,
it was Amway. This is supposed to be it. it was whatever herbal life. This is it.
Yeah.
Turmeric,
sea moss.
This is it. This is it. I'm telling you. This is how we got to do.
And it'd be the simple things. It'd be, listen, it's the new breakdown. It's the new, the deeper wisdom. It's like the Most High Lodge. Y'all chasing all that. There are people that need help. That's what you look at, and you look at it, that was the whole message of Christ.
You strain at a gnat to swallow a camel. I mean, yeah.
But his whole message was heal the sick, cleanse the leper.
Freely give it, man. Are you giving?
It's a simple message, and we're not. The more we grow,
that's not wisdom.
But the more resources that come to us, we can be using them resources to help the mass. But like I said, we think it's about self prosperity, not nation prosperity. The Most High is with me because look at what I've got. Not look at what is helping. Not look at what's opened up so that it helped more people. Ain't no profit in that. You can't glory that. It can be that old half condemned building that need the power fixed. You gotta come out of a loan to put an AC unit in there. And you're like, man, why am I invested in this? So other people can enjoy something simple. But there ain't no reward in other people's comfort.
I'm being used. I'm being played. They're getting over on me. Not me. I'm not the one. Not again.
There's no way that shelters should not have been open. Not on our level. But the government don't drop the money. If I don't have a 501c3 and the government dropped no money for us to do a shelter, and even if the money's dropped, food bank, all that could be dropped. I'm trying to figure out how to make it buck. We're still going to be trying to figure out how to make a buck rather than just simply helping because they need it. I'm sorry to throw on it because I didn't know the number was that bad. You know, so we live our lives. We work every day. We go oblivious to what's going on around us. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're in San Antonio. This will trip me out. I'm in San Antonio and don't realize how many immigrants are in the streets of San Antonio. Immigrants. I'm completely oblivious I'm not trying to point the finger at nobody else. I'm completely oblivious to what's even going on here in San Antonio. And San Antonio is how many hours away from the border?
4 or 5 hours.
Brother, they say Brownsville. Bruh, the governor of Texas, the Rio Grande, and us being from Albuquerque, we're familiar with the Rio Grande.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga to keep people from crossing across the Rio Grande, what we call wetback.
Mm-hmm.
This dude has got these huge orange like construction barrels.
Mm-hmm.
He stretched them out like 1,000. And made a wall in the Rio Grande, so that now if anybody's trying to swim across the Rio Grande, they hit these orange barrels, and they say that they go at least like a foot or 2 foot underwater, and because they spin in the water, you can't get over the top of them.
Nope.
So if you got a child,
you're done.
If you got a child and you're trying to now cross the border and hit one of these barrels, forget about it.
There you go. So you can't get over. You can't get over.
And it can't go under.
And if you do make it through, they got border control. That's bad. I mean, bro, the Border Patrol checkpoints, there used to be like one or two cars out there.
Yeah.
So they have a fleet. Sure, but they have a fleet. We drive to Brownsville, McAllen, South Padraic, Arlington. We drive down there every month. Oh, DeMar, we were just down there, right, DeMar?
Yeah, we were just down there last week.
I said, man, you know what, Michelle, we know what's crazy about down there? Just down there, it's Esau down there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But some of his homes, they have mansions out to sit on acres, bro. Built-in resorts with man-made pool, not pools, but lakes.
Mm-hmm.
On.
They're down there, bro. They down there. And you're right. We could have been down really helping.
When I seen that statistic, there's over 85,000 children missing, and they're bringing charges up against the Biden administration. How do you have 85,000 immigrant children missing in lieu of this Epstein cat, in lieu of child trafficking, sex things going on all over, everywhere? 85,000 children are missing. James told us pure religion, which is undefiled before the Most High, is to be a father to the fatherless and to visit the widows. That's what the Most High calls pure, is of being pure. But, again, I look at myself as an Israelite, and I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm doing a little blog talk. All right, Bill, okay, yeah, okay, what you do? I'm wearing fringes. I'm wearing fringes now. Shit. They're good, too. But if these fringes are supposed to remind me to keep the commandments of the Most High and to love my neighbor, then how many of our people have nowhere to go to escape this heat?
Hey, Michelle, I was saying this to me and Gabar was talking about. I was talking to Gabar about, we were going over yesterday. Last night, we talked about being submissive, right? Submitting. You know, I look about when we hear the Spirit. The Most High is definitely telling you what he wants, not. But I won't submit to what I hear. Well, I don't know how I'm going to do that. I'm one person. I don't know how I'm going to do that. So I don't got no camp behind me, so how I'm going to do that? I'm like, but when it was time to go buy a $500,000 home, that one person figured out how to do it, didn't he? When it's time to go rent that big house, that one person figured out how to do it. When it's time to do something to help your people, somehow I can't figure out how to do that. So if it's true about being submissive and submitting to what's needed, the Father all day show us where we can be, where we can help. At that point, it's if I choose to submit to where that help needs to be. So I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm glad we did. You know, so these are the topics that we really need to be going into. What are we supposed to be here doing? But honestly, man, you're right. We dressing the part. We look good. Go on social media. Tell you, bro, it's all looking good, bro. Some of these garments, you can't. It's hard to distinguish who's the general, who a trooper is. I'm like, damn, you look good in water, guy. You sound deep.
Damn, you look like you've been in truth about 30 years.
Brother, and got a scripture on every profile. There's a scripture. You on the street doing the work. So we ain't helping no fucking body.
Bro, how you get fringes on your fringes? I need that. Damn.
So with that, we're going to end out for the night, man. So I was class definitely left food for thought. You know what I'm saying? Definitely left food for thought.
Nah, I got you. I'm just going to keep playing it in the background. Con, I'm just playing it in the background.
No, but the water, that left food. That left me. I ain't have no more to say after that. That shit cut. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you said, I'm on my fingers right now.
Con.
And it looks good in them too, man. That's it, man. Watch that. You gave us a real direction, not that we can try to go in. What the hell good is all these little businesses and all this knowledge? We don't do shit to help no fucking body. Like we could help. You know what I'm saying?
Con. And for us to live through New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
Hurricane Katrina, for us to live through that and see what our people was going through, that was the ones I said, like, cool, get ready for this. I'm bringing more of this. I'm bringing more of this. But the focus wasn't on the people no more. I got to make sure I got this. I got to make sure I got that. I got to make sure this is taken care of. And if we ain't the Pharisees, if we ain't the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the hypocrites, I don't know who the fuck is. Just be honest. I really don't.
I'm going to tell you this, bro. Yeah, I'm saying this. The Most High sent us a building like the event center, all that space. If he sent a space like that, I'm looking at this. Why wouldn't the Father send us a building that ain't nobody